you know, Senator Nelson, thanks for having the courage and talking to people live.
Sure.
Look, you know, this PSA, this is absolutely ridiculous. You either be humiliated or radiated to get on an airplane. It's ridiculous.
I'm going to TSA, I've had John Pistole in my office, and I made it very clear to him that I thought that they were out of control, that the techies are taking over and trying to decide what ought to be done. And with America's desire for total security and safety, they're using that to push way beyond what may be necessary. And they have not made their case for it. They didn't make it to the Senate Commerce Committee. They haven't made it to me. And obviously they've not made it to a lot of the American people. And I think you're going to see a backlash. And when I'm back the week after next, you can be sure that I intend to have a meeting with some of the TSA folks to try to talk through and say, what are you going to do to get this back in line with what is reasonable? There has to be a balance between intrusive behavior on the part of the TSA and our safety and security. We don't want to be unsafe on an airplane, but there's no way to be 100% safe short of a strip search and a body search. And if we're not going to go to that, and that's the direction they're heading. They just keep going closer and closer to what we can't accept. They're over the line for most people right now. We can't have it technical people out of control making decisions that are policy-oriented. His attitude, and I have to say it's unacceptable, his attitude seemed to be among for the Commerce Committee, hey, we know best and we're going to do whatever we're going to do and we just hope people will like it. That's unacceptable.
Has that been among the top items that you've been hearing about in the past few days?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's you know, whatever's getting top billing in the news is what people get most interested in at the time. And it's getting the billing that I think it should get because it's raised all kinds of questions. What the question that I've asked them all ever since they were created is, what kind of cost-benefit analysis are you going through? In other words, risk assessment. Is everybody at the same risk? Because is an 84-year-old grandma and a 5-year-old granddaughter or daughter at the same risk as somebody that is within, let's say, the age range of people who are the terrorists? We don't have 5-year-olds doing terrorism coming from Omaha, Nebraska, or what have you. They're not using techniques to identify like El Al does. I've flown on El Al. They look you in the eye. It didn't matter I was a United States senator. They were really, really trying to scope me out to figure out where I fit in and what I was really doing and stuff like that. But it was not about whether or not my shoes were off. It was about whether or not I could answer their questions. I think they've tried to take this to the point of where you call egalitarianism to be politically correct in doing everybody as opposed to having higher priorities. Now, it's my understanding that the head of TSA has talked about just today, sometime later here, about maybe cutting back on some of the procedures. I sure hope so.